Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's episode is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Sabina for bringing Malia's story to my attention. Today, I will play some of the news media audio from just after this little girl went missing. And the overacting this couple does, it is almost comical. They did a horrid job disguising their guilt. And it wouldn't be long until police collected enough evidence to charge them with Malia's murder. August 2020, Houston, Texas. A call comes into 911 from a neighbour's phone. A mother wanting to report her 2-year-old daughter missing. Missing after she was left unattended outside in the apartment complex's playground. But after days of news interviews where the mother and her boyfriend put on dramatic, tear-filled, Oscar-worthy performance, the truth would finally be revealed to tragic consequences. This is Malia's story.
This is my best friend. This is my tootie. That's literally my best friend.
Mom had to be held tightly. Sahara Irving, inconsolable at the thought that her baby girl may have been found dead in Bray's Bayou.
Malia Rosalie Bass was born January 26, 2018 in Dallas, Texas, to parents Sierra Irving and Octavius Bass. Malia had two older half-brothers on her father's side. This adorable little girl had the nickname Tootie, which I just love. She was given that nickname by her maternal grandmother, Rosalie Jimison, where Malia got her middle name from. Irving and Octavius would split while Malia was still only a very little baby, with Octavius staying in Dallas and Irving, well, she moved all over the place. She really didn't have a stable address, which is why amazing grandmother Rosalie would take Malia in for months at a time. I almost get the impression that Malia spent more time with Rosalie than her own mother. Now the issue being, Rosalie lived in Arkansas, whereas Irving's entire social circle was in Texas. So when Rosalie had Malia, she was responsible for her 24/7, and her mother was nowhere to be seen. Now this arrangement also affected Octavius's ability to spend time with his daughter. During the summer of 2019 was the first time he really got to spend any significant time with Malia, with the little girl spending just over a month staying with her dad and paternal grandmother, before going straight back to Rosalie. It would get to the point that Rosalie almost felt like she was being taken advantage of. Don't get me wrong, she absolutely was obsessed with her little Tootie and she loved having her. When the whole COVID experience happened, Rosalie happily kept Malia for almost 5 months. Rosalie would later lovingly remember how Malia loved doing art, which meant getting a crayon and drawing all over the walls, before calling her grandmother over and proudly showing her. Rosalie could not be mad, and when she brought the cleaning products over to remove the art, Malia almost enjoyed more helping her grandmother scrub the walls clean than doing the art in the first place. But in the time Rosalie was caring for Malia, Irving had met a new man and was parading him around on social media, having the time of her life. And Rosalie needed a break, which, fair enough. At this point, there was no evidence of abuse nor neglect when Malia was with her mother. And there was no reports to speak of to Child Protection. There was no reason why Irving couldn't and shouldn't have her daughter. So in mid-2020, Malia went back to live with her mother, 20-year-old Sierra Irving, at the Sunset Crossing Apartments in Houston, Texas. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors. April 2020. 20-year-old Sierra Irving met 21-year-old Trevion Thompson, and the two quickly fell in love. Thompson was not exactly great role model stepdaddy material. Despite his young age, he already had 5 convictions in only 3 years. 2 of these were on assault with a deadly weapon charge, while a third. At the time of starting a relationship with Irving, Thompson was on probation for an aggravated robbery conviction. Now, Thompson didn't live with Irving and Malia. He lived close by with his mother. But he claimed in the two or so months he knew Malia, he became somewhat of a father to her. Quote, "That's my baby. I taught her her ABCs and her 1-2-3s. She knew how to talk very well because of us, me and my girl." Unquote. On the morning of August 22, 2020, 9:30 a.m., Irving and Thompson called 911 to report that 2-year-old Malia Bass had gone missing, that she was last seen playing at the family's apartment complex's playground. When the police arrived at the 10600 block of Beechnut Street and they spoke with Irving, she told them she had left her daughter outside alone in the playground. Irving insisted she only went inside for 5 minutes to prepare a sandwich for her boyfriend, Trevion Thompson. Thompson was inside at the time playing video games. That's when she returned to the playground, Malia was nowhere to be seen. Irving said her daughter was last seen wearing a multicoloured tank top and multicoloured shorts. She was also carrying a white and pink pillowcase that held letter blocks inside. And that she was particularly attached to this pillowcase because only days earlier, Malia had become upset when Thompson broke her toy box, and she was given this pillowcase to use instead. Police immediately launched a search for Malia, which included members of Texas AquaSearch. And I've spoken of this organisation before. They are incredible. The members are all volunteers and they are all experts in search and rescue. And they don't just help on searches throughout Texas, but all over the United States. To date, they have helped on almost 3,000 organised searches. They are incredible, and I'm going to donate February's Patreon earnings to Texas AquaSearch, if you are able to and are willing. I will place links on how you can donate to this incredible non-profit organisation in the show notes. At the same time this search was going ahead, authorities issued an Amber Alert for Malia. The little girl was described as being a black female, weighing around 40 pounds and standing 3 foot tall, with black hair and brown eyes. The high crime rate in the area only added to the sense of urgency and concern. During the search, police were on foot with dogs, on ATVs, and searching from above in helicopters. Authorities even had to pull the family's apartment complex drain to make sure Malia had not fallen in there. And they had to drain it because the pool really wasn't maintained properly, so the water was cloudy and you couldn't see the bottom. But there was no sign of the girl there, and not a single sign of Malia was found at all that day.
Jasmine Freeman, a friend and mother, says Malia's mom is struggling to cope.
She just mentally not functioning right. Because she said everything happened within a blink of an eye. She was right here at the park, and before you know it, she was gone.
Rescue efforts quickly got underway. The pool was drained, and family, friends, and residents did what they could to help.
We all went door-to-door looking for the baby. You know what I mean? I mean, the whole problem comes.
EquiSearch also joined in on the search efforts.
We've been out here since around 2 or 3 o'clock today, and we've had foot searchers on the ground. We've had ATVs out searching as well. We've cleared a lot of area, and we haven't found anything just yet.
The following day, Sunday, August 23rd, 2020, 10:30 a.m., a jogger's morning run along the Braes Bayou Greenway Trail took a grim turn, finding the nude and lifeless body of a child floating in the water, only 18 miles away from where Malia had been last seen. Not sure what she was seeing was real, maybe hoping what she was seeing wasn't real. She called her husband, who verified what she was seeing was definitely a little girl, and together they called 911. Water rescue personnel from the Houston Fire Department were immediately sent to the scene, where they then pulled the toddler from the water about half an hour later. It wouldn't be confirmed until later that this was indeed the body of little 2-year-old Malia. She was pronounced dead at the scene. When Irving and Thompson got to the scene and they realised that the child's body that had been found was most likely their daughter, the two were inconsolable. Irving collapsed on the sidewalk, screaming, quote, "I just want my baby back. She didn't do anything wrong. I just want to bring her back," unquote. Thompson was also very emotional and highly critical of the police investigation, that there were not enough officers assigned to the case looking for her, that the searches were a comedy of errors, with a dog passing out and a helicopter running out of gas. Thompson also accused people of bashing him and Irving on social media, like they were somehow responsible for what happened to Malia. He was screaming and crying at reporters.
On the scene, and as soon as the dog came, the dog passed out. Then the helicopter, right after that, the helicopter ran out of gas. There was nobody looking. The community did better than what the police did. My baby could have been anywhere at any time, and they have the nerve to get on Facebook and bash me and my girlfriend like we did something, and that's my baby. She know her ABCs. She know her 1, 2, 3s. She know her colors. She only 2. She know how to talk very well because of us, me and my girl. She was smart. She was growing up to be something.
When was the last time you saw her?
Yesterday? The last time I saw her is with my gal before my gal put her in the park. She came and gave me a hug and told me she loved me. This is her routine every day. My mama could tell you that she loves me. This is her routine to tell me she loved me, hug me. And I sit here and play the game. She come comfort me, you know, we eat and everything. That's the only reason why my girl came in the house is to fix us something to eat because we haven't ate. So I called her and told her in 5 minutes. It was only 5 minutes. It happened so fast. She was gone. And they don't realize my apartment, the rent lady had a whole operation, a sting on her for sex trafficking. And they let the lady out the side.
This is my best friend. This is my Tootie. That's literally my best friend.
Mom had to be held tightly. Sahara Irving inconsolable at the thought that her baby girl may have been found dead in Bray's Bayou. Irving sharing the last few words between her and little Malia.
Mama, I love you. That's what I was going to be right back.
The couple were very defensive about the allegations made against them by armchair sleuths and neighbours of the family. They would upload angry posts on social media, maintaining their innocence and that they believed Malia had been kidnapped, Irving issuing a warning to other parents in a media interview.
Houston Police Department and Texas EquiSearch were both on scene. Police Chief Art Acevedo doing his best to assure loved ones justice would be served.
We've asked, is this her? And, you know, based on what we know, based on reported missing children in this city, we believe that although we can't confirm it's her, there's a high probability it will be her. And we don't want to give people false hope. We want to hold on to a little hope, but we want to prepare for the worst.
And these allegations only grew while they waited for the confirmation whether the body was indeed Malia. New Black Panther leader and activist Quenelle X, questioning whether Irving and Thompson were being honest with what happened to little Malia and their role in her disappearance, only further fueling the fire in the court of public opinion, who already had Irving and Thompson guilty for Malia's murder.
So when I went over there and I saw the apartment, talked with neighbors, learned a few things. Also learned that on the day that the baby came up missing, that they were here at this store after late in the night, and that the baby was at home by itself. That's a serious issue, that the baby was not here with them late that night before they made the 911 call about the baby being abducted. More responsible parenting could have easily prevented this.
After a couple of days, the police held a press conference where it was confirmed the remains found in the bayou did belong to 2-year-old Malia Bass. A month later, when the autopsy results on Malia were released, it was discovered she had a broken arm and had been severely beaten to death with a blunt object. Malia also had loop patterns from something like an extension cord or a clothes hanger. These injuries were all over her body and appeared to be a little older, but would have occurred whilst she was in Irving and Thompson's care. The medical examiner ruled her death to be from homicidal violence. The medical examiner also determined that Malia had been dead for about 2 days prior to her being found in the bayou. Now, this raised even more red flags because Malaya was found 25 hours after she was originally reported missing. Meaning, according to the medical examiner, Malaya would have been dead for almost an entire day before her mother called 911.
Right here. Where the baby was supposedly would have been. As many people already said, look at how this is set up. This whole area. That's why it was impossible for that shit to have told us to have happened. There's too many people around, too many eyes and ears. Look, he was in the room playing a video game, he would have saw directly to the playground, full of shit. Exactly what it is.
Now, the Houston police believed that there was foul play involved in the little girl's death, and they immediately became suspicious of Irving and Thompson, both before and after Malia's body had been found floating in the bayou. Irving and Thompson were questioned by police, but each of their stories would prove to be inconsistent. Thompson said he'd been sweeping the floor and playing video games when the toddler had gone missing. He would have been directly facing the window outside and been able to see Malia if she had been abducted. But then her mother, Sierra Irving, had told dispatchers on the original 911 call that she'd been home with Thompson and he'd been sleeping. Irving also said she was making breakfast for Malia that morning, but then she later changed her story and said that she was making Thompson a sandwich. But then when police went to the apartment for a search, there wasn't any food around. So then Irving changed her story again and said that Thompson had called her inside for something, and that's why she had to leave her daughter all alone at the park. The other thing that was considered odd is at first Irving and Thompson did not help with the search for Malia. And then later when police told them they were going to bring in specially trained tracking dogs to help look for Malia, they didn't want that to happen. At one point, Thompson tried to lead them in the other direction. And also, neighbours would also report that it was common for the residents of the apartment complex to sit outside. And yet no one had witnessed Malia in the playground or outside in the street the day she was reported missing. After Malia was found at the bayou, a victim's advocate was requested by Crime Stoppers to work with Irving, to link her with services to help her with her grief and for funeral arrangements. But he would later report that Irving was asking bizarre questions, among which was asking him if she would be entitled for any victim compensation. Quote, I just thought that was a little bit odd. That's the last thing you're concerned about is if you're entitled to anything. Unquote. But even with all their suspicions, police were unable to make any arrests yet as they didn't have enough evidence. These arrests wouldn't come until almost 2 months after Malia's death. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors. Authorities urged residents and local business owners near the bayou to look over the security footage to see if Malia or anyone close to her could be seen in the footage. And because of this, investigators were able to gather enough evidence to make the arrests in October of 2020. And if you've seen Irving's mugshot of her grinning at the camera, it is disgusting. Court records indicated that Trevion Thompson was accused of not protecting the girl from her mother, Sierra Irving. Thompson and Irving were also accused of failing to provide a reasonable medical care after Malia was injured. Both were charged of disposing the toddler's body. According to the security camera footage, Malia was last seen alive about 57 hours prior to her being reported missing. Thompson was spotted with a trash can standing outside near a dumpster, as well as standing near a storm drain with the trash can on August 21st. All the while, Irving waited at the door for her boyfriend to return. It is believed that he had dumped Malia's body in the storm drain, and then she travelled the nearly 20 miles to the bayou. Unfortunately, the view of what Thompson had put in the storm drain was blocked to the security cameras by trees. It wouldn't matter, though, because when faced with the rest of his life in prison, Thompson confessed everything. At least his version of events anyway. According to Thompson, it was Malia's mother, Sierra Irving, who was responsible for killing the little girl. He said that Irving had become upset with her daughter and then beat her on the night of August 20th, 2020. Apparently, Malia wouldn't go to bed and instead just stayed up crying for hours. Irving then lost her temper, hitting Malia with a hairbrush hard and repeatedly. Thompson then told police he was the one who was tasked with disposing of Malia's body in a trash can. But just as he was going to, he couldn't bring himself to do it. So instead, Thompson and Irving had later taken the little girl's body to the storm drain and dumped her around 11 p.m. There had been heavy rain the afternoon that Malia had been reported as missing, and the storm drain she'd been dumped into flowed underneath and then into a drainage ditch that feeds into the Braes Bayou. But when it was Irving's turn to speak to investigators, she told them that it was Thompson who was the one that would get angry with Malia, because she had gotten up too early and then wouldn't go back to bed. She said he had hit the toddler first with his hands and then his belt, then with a strap of a purse and finally a metal rod. That this wasn't the first occurrence. It was a repeated pattern after Malia had begun having trouble potty training. Irving told police that following this assault they had left Malia naked and cold with no blankets inside of a closet for the night. That they could hear her crying. And then when they went to check on her the next morning, 2-year-old Malia Bass was dead. As the investigation progressed, a disturbing pattern of abuse and neglect began to emerge from Irving's past. Prior convictions in Louisiana for abandonment and child cruelty painted a picture of a mother with a history of mistreating her children. It would never be determined who had actually killed Malia, but both Thompson and Irving admitted to disposing of her body together. They were both responsible for failing to protect the little girl or seeking any medical attention once they realised she was seriously injured. While Thompson was in jail awaiting his trial, he was charged with assaulting a guard. He was also said to be making claims that he had evidence that apparently proved that he did not kill Malia. Although I don't think this evidence has ever come out, not that I could find in my research anyway. January 6, 2022. Sierra Irving pleaded guilty to injury to a child causing serious bodily injury. She also agreed to testify against her boyfriend, Trevion Thompson. But before she was able to do that, Thompson would also accept a plea deal. Irving was sentenced to 20 years in prison as part of her deal. For his role in the abuse as well as tampering with a corpse, Thompson was sentenced to 40 years in prison. As part of his plea deal, he cannot appeal the convictions or the sentence, and he must serve at least half the sentence before he'll be eligible for parole. Upon receiving her sentence, Irving broke down in tears. Quote, "I am so sorry. I am responsible for my daughter and I failed." Unquote. Before sentencing, Irving also told the judge that she would do anything to get her daughter back. That she wished she was the one that ended up dead and not Malia. Agreeing with Judge Morton that what she did was horrendous. Malia's father, Octavius Bass, did not think that Irving's sentence was enough. Quote, "All I want to know is the truth about what happened to my daughter. That's all I want to know. If I can find the truth, I'll leave everything else alone. It makes me feel alone that she's not here." Unquote. While Malia's grandmother, Rosalie, still keeps in touch with her daughter, she says they don't talk about what happened. Instead, they just discuss memories and family and try to keep their conversations short. Friday, September 4th, 2020. Family and friends would say goodbye to 2-year-old Malia Bass in Dallas, Texas. During a ceremony that was live-streamed from the Sandra Clark Funeral Home, Malia was then buried at the Lincoln Memorial Cemetery, where she'll be close to her dad. Grandmother Rosalie Jimison provided the eulogy, quote, "I talked to her on FaceTime. Her mum let me talk to her every day, and she would be, 'Hi, my nana,' and I would be like, 'Hi, my tutti.' I'll never forget that. Tutti touched a lot of lives all over the world, and I know a lot of people are hurting." Unquote.
On their front doorstep, neighbors are already piling up soft toys and balloons to shower the 2-year-old with the attention and love they say she always deserved.
She a sweet little girl. Like, she, her smile is big. She beautiful. She a happy baby. These people, if they didn't want that baby, call the daddy in Dallas, come get your child. Take it to the fire station, because they keep switching stories. Come correct. Tell us what y'all did to this little girl.
There was also a teddy bear vigil held on August 29th, 2020, in memory of Malia at the family's apartment complex. Neighbours stating they wanted to shower the 2-year-old with the attention and love they say she always deserved. Malia would later be described by those who knew and loved her as a really happy little girl. She was kind, loving, and always smiling. Malia was also super smart. At 2 years old, she already knew her 1, 2, 3s and ABCs. Malia loved Baby Shark, Minnie Mouse, and her favourite colour was pink. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. I also have a Patreon where for as little as $2 a month, not only would you be supporting my podcast, but you will also receive not only this podcast episode early and ad-free, but all of my podcasts, Love to Death, Mysteriously Listed, and Beyond Your Nightmares, as well as one Patreon-exclusive episode a month. If you are interested and able, I will have the link in the show notes. Today's episode was researched and written by CS. Additional writing, hosting, and production was by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.